in right now on Tri-Cities Talk Radio. 8:13 Tuesday morning. Let's check in with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing just fine here, better than we deserve, and grateful for all of it, too. So here you are. Here we are on a Tuesday morning. What you got for us from Asbury Place?
Well, I have a really unique program this morning. I brought Anthony Powers with us, and he's going to talk to you about the lifestyles at Asbury Place at Kingsport, the independent living, focusing on the engagement, socialization, spiritual growth, just every aspect of what I think, no, let me take that back, what Asbury believes is what our mission and statement is to do all the good you can. So I'm going to turn it over to Anthony and let him talk about all the good he does so that our residents can live their best life. Anthony Powers.
Well, hey, Anthony, how you doing? Good to talk to you again.
Good. How are you?
Doing just fine. Thank you there. Boy, what a lead up from Susie. You're really going to have to take care of her when you leave the show this morning there. But all of it, I'm sure, is true. Now, let's just dive right in here. When Susie and you talk about the lifestyle at Asbury Place in Kingsport, what are you talking about, Anthony?
There's so many things we're talking about. There's such a variety of programs. You know, it's such a big thing for Asbury. You know, just so many programs we do are incredible. We could talk about big events to small events. It's just many things.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, because, you know, when you're dealing with a community, and a CCRC community at that too, lots of folks are engaged in a whole lot of different kinds of activities, too. So what are some of the things that your department helps the residents at Asbury Place with when it comes to making sure they're getting served with their needs?
First, we do exercise class every day. We do it from 10 a.m. and we do one at 2 p.m. So we got to make sure, you know, we're healthy, we're staying healthy, and being active. That's the most important part. So we make sure that they get their needs there. And then, you know, every Thursday we have the social hour. So they, not only can we do the exercise, but we could also work out their brain mentally also. So we could do little programs just as we play Jeopardy and different games like that. But we also do outings too, so we can get out of Asbury and view the community. And it's a very beautiful area, and so many programs for the residents to get what they need.
Yeah, this is, and it's an exciting sort of thing. As I hear you describe it, I almost hear the excitement in your voice, too. Tell us a little bit about your staff and the folks you work with there and how you bring these to the residents at Asbury.
The staff is incredible, you know, at Asbury. No matter where we go, whether it's, you know, to the dining staff, to marketing, wherever we're at in Asbury, you're always feeling at home. With the residents, they're always happy and getting what they need. I think Asbury is a very, very amazing community.
Yeah, as of course you have described in the past, and Susie tells us virtually every week too. So many things are going on at any given time, really, to help benefit the residents and make them feel more at home too. So, Anthony, let me ask you this then: when it comes to working up programs and so forth from your department, how do you go about doing that? Do you survey the residents? Do you find out what they want? Or how does that work?
So what we will do, we'll have a resident council, and we kind of, what that is kind of like a big meeting to find out what is going right, what's not going right. And we get, it's pretty much like a survey. So we get, you know, their opinions on what they want to see more of or what they don't want to see. So they always want to say, oh, we want to go out and we make it happen, or we want to have this class at a certain time. We make it happen. Just the other day, someone came up to me, I think it was a month ago, and they said, I really want to do a quilt show. So we had a quilt show in one of our rooms, and it was a beautiful, beautiful time. And that resident came up to me and was like, thank you for getting us together. It was amazing.
That's wonderful. That's great to hear, too. I know that makes you guys feel good, because you know you've done something exactly right for not one resident, but a whole bunch of them through that program as well, too.
And Carl.
So, yes.
Let me add a couple things, too.
Sure.
The value added that the residents bring to the table, We have, of course, we're extremely blessed to have a community with Eastman retirees, and they're able to bring historic programs to the table. They love to present history and facts of both Eastman, Kingsport, Tri-Cities, and it's amazing the PowerPoints they put together, and they want to feature those things. And those are generally standing room only programs.
Wow.
So everyone comes to listen to those because it's a resident-led event, resident-led interest. And then, of course, anybody that's from out of state or out of the area, they're immediately learning a little bit more about the history and legacy of not only Asbury Place at Kingsport, but, of course, Kingsport as well. So things like that. And then also just the I love the unique technology that our residents have. They love live streaming. They'll use our movie theater to live stream church programs. They'll live stream in the winter weather when, if there is, unfortunate, that we have a funeral to take place or they have friends that have passed away and they can't attend it in person, we can stream that live, and they're able to attend, obviously, in spirit and in heart and mind. So there's so many aspects of the resident lifestyle that they bring to the table. Then we add, you know, what we have available and what we can bring to the table, and it's just a win-win all the way around.
No question about it. I mean, as you and Anthony both describe this to our listeners and to us, it you know, it comes across as not only a program based in getting things done, but it seems like it's really a program almost based in heart. Could I say that?
Absolutely.
Would that be fair?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Because it just really seems to, you know, reach into where residents are, not just something that is going to be presented or given to them without any consultation. So it's an exciting sort of thing.
And then just maybe, you know, hitting on what Anthony was saying about the different services, you know, Dining Services does an educational program once a week on the different types of diets, the different types of nutrition. And I don't talk about fad diets. I'm talking about how to read a nutrition label. Did you know this particular nutrient could be found in these foods and why you should eat it, or maybe why you shouldn't eat it? So we bring our dietitian in, we bring in our dining service, and you have those types of programs. Then you have outsiders, like we have exercise programs that we work with and we partner with. Obviously, you know, the YMCA of Kingsport and then the Great Body Company. They come in and do an enhanced program on just how to balance, how to get out of a chair properly. You might think that sounds silly. Is there really a right or wrong way to get out of a chair? But you would be surprised.
Yeah.
The injuries, the muscle strains, or possibly even a rolled ankle because you didn't do it correctly. So just so many things that we forget over time, and we're able to bring this back to the table and help remind everybody how to age safely. And then, of course, with a continuing care retirement community, a CCRC, how to age with Asbury Place at Kingsport.
Sounds really good. So, Anthony, you and your department continue to develop programs and work with the residents at Asbury Place. Always good to think out loud with you and talk to you, and I'm glad you came over with Susie and joined us this morning as well. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You too. Okay. So, Susie, as we roll on in here, what are some of the programs that folks can be expecting to take part in the near future?
So let me remind your listeners that we've gone to the dogs. Our dog show next Thursday, 3/23/23. That's a lot of twos and threes. But we'll have a first place. We will have a best in show on that day. So it's next Thursday, our best in show dog show at Asbury Place at Kingsport. Also remind everybody about the open house at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill on April 26th. You can find all the details about these programs on our website, asburyplacekingsport.org, and please follow us on Facebook.
All righty. Sounds very good. Susie Cloy joins us every week around this time, Tuesdays around 8:15, bringing us the latest news from Asbury Place in Kingsport, a CCRC community. One more time for folks who may not know the acronym, what is CCRC?
Continuing Care Retirement Community, the only one in the region, in the Tri-Cities, Asbury Place at Kingsport.
Very good, very good. Susie, always a pleasure to think out loud. Take care of yourself.
Thank
and
you.
Keep on running, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you.